It's time for In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond here on WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, radio for the people. And let's get it on with some Ravi Coltrane.
Mm-hmm.
That's Ravi Coltrane from his recent album titled Blending Times. Not his most recent album, but a recent one indeed. Ravi Coltrane on tenor sax. Charlie Hayden, who wrote that piece, on bass. And the beautiful harp playing of Brandy Younger. And that song is entitled For Toria. And Toria was the spiritual name of Alice Coltrane. So that was written for Alice Coltrane and performed by Ravi Coltrane. And Claire and I had an awesome evening in New York City last weekend. We headed down to the Big Apple and caught a couple just great, great sets. One of Ravi Coltrane at the Village Vanguard and the other Jimmy Green uptown at Smoke. Two nice clubs, and as I said, we just had a wonderful time, and musically, it was one of the most inspired evenings, so I want to kind of relive those moments and share them with my radio audience here, so we're going to play some of Ravi Coltrane and Jimmy Green's music and some of the musicians that played along with them. So let's hear some more of Ravi Coltrane from his latest release called Spirit Fiction. We're going to hear Checkout Time.
Bye. Thank you.
That was Desron Douglas, and that was the last number of a three-track set we heard that kind of represents three-fourths of the quartet that we saw at the Village Vanguard last Saturday evening, playing with Ravi Coltrane. And so I'm going to start at the top of that set. We heard Checkout Time from the album Spirit Fiction. I believe that's Ravi's most recent CD, although it's at least a year or two old. And that's Ravi Coltrane on tenor sax. Joe Lovano also on tenor sax. Ralph Alessi on trumpet. Jerry Allen on piano. James Genus on bass. And Eric Harland on drums. And we continued on with Jonathan Blake, who was playing drums with Ravi Coltrane that evening. But this is Jonathan Blake's own album, his first and only album. And that was Jonathan Blake on drums, Jaleel Shaw on alto sax, Mark Turner on tenor, Kevin Hayes on piano, and Ben Street on bass. That's a great album by James Blake. The name of the album is 11th Hour. And we heard the track called Clues. And we finished out that set. The last track you just heard was that of Desron Douglas, Hartford native bassist, who we love very much here in the Hartford area. And his group was recorded live at Smalls, and that's the name of the album. And that features Desron Douglas on bass, Stacy Dillard on sax, Josh Evans on trumpet, Dave Bryan on piano, and Willie Jones III on the drums. Love it. All right, time now is 10:30. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. Hope you're digging some Saturday morning jazz along with me. We're kind of recounting the trip we had to New York City. Claire and I went there last Saturday and saw two great shows at the clubs in New York. Ravi Coltrane set, and from there we moved uptown to the Smoke, where we saw a great, great quartet led by Jimmy Green. And that quartet had Rini Rosnes on piano, Jeff Tane Watts on drums, John Patitucci on bass, and Jimmy Green on tenor saxophone, tenor and soprano, actually. So we're going to play some music from that quartet. They have not recorded as a group, but I wanted to play some Jimmy Green and then follow it up with some players that we saw that night with Jimmy. And we're going to start out with one from his latest album, Mission Statement. We're going to hear Trials. We'll be right back. We heard two from Jimmy Green there. We started out with the track Trials from his album Mission Statement, and then finished up with Anna Grace. And as I said, that's from his album Mission Statement, and that includes Jimmy Green on tenor and soprano sax, Lars Lund on guitar, Xavier Davis on piano, Ruben Rogers on bass, and Eric Harland on drums. And the last track you heard, Anna Grace, was written for his daughter, who tragically passed away in the Newtown tragedy. All right, we're going to also play some music from some of the players that were with Jimmy Green that evening over at The Smoke. And we're going to start out with one from The Drummonds is the name of the album. That includes Billy Drummond, Ray Drummond, and Rini Rosnes on piano. So pay close attention to Rini Rosnes, great, great piano player who played so well that night at The Smoke. So let's hear from that. The name of this track is Golden Earrings.
Thank you.
That was John Patitucci, great, great bass player, and that's from his album Line by Line. We heard Agitato, is how I think you pronounce that. That's with John Patitucci on double bass, Chris Potter on tenor sax, Adam Rogers on guitar, and Brian Blade on drums, certainly an all-star cast to that one. Before that, we heard from Rini Rosnes, or I should say we heard from The Drummonds, a trio that includes Rini Rosnes on piano, Billy Drummond on drums, and Ray Drummond on bass. And that was from the album Pas de Toi. And we heard Golden Earrings. And we heard Rini Rosnes and John Patitucci along with Jimmy Green that evening and Jeff Tane Watts on drums. That was really some quartet. All right, let's see. Time now is 11:03. This is WHUS Stores Connecticut. And continuing on, first I want to announce coming up next Friday here in Hartford at the Shish Lounge is going to be Dane Scazzari's The Human Race. And The Human Race has been on this show, I believe, twice. Dane has been on himself three times. But they're going to be relaunching The Human Race over at Shish Lounge on Friday, October 18th at 7 p.m., 7 till 10. It's bound to be a great show with a really good cast there as well. Dane Scazzari on drums, Frank Kazira on tenor, Oris Jenkins on piano, Tom Sullivan on bass, and of course, Dane Scazzari on drums with the vocals of Erica Bryan. So I know that'll be a good show. So check that out Friday, October 18th at the Shish Lounge in Hartford. All right, we're going to continue on with the music now. We were kind of reliving some of the great musicians we heard last weekend. But last night over at Jorgensen Auditorium, we heard Earl McDonald and his latest quartet called the Creative Opportunity Workshop. And they put on just a very, very fine show. We enjoyed it quite a bit. So I wanted to play some Earl McDonald to finish up this week's podcast. But there's lots more music on our Over the Air show as well. So keep listening, folks. But let's hear from Earl McDonald from his album Mirror of the Mind. McDonald from his album Mirror of the Mind. And as I mentioned, he put on a great show here at Jorgensen Auditorium on the campus of University of Connecticut last evening. And we certainly enjoyed that. Earl McDonald's group, which he calls the Creative Opportunity Workshop, is Earl McDonald on piano, along with arranging those fine numbers. We've got Chris Allen on alto sax, tenor sax, and soprano sax. And Rogerio Boccato on drums. And that wonderful sound that you usually don't hear on jazz albums, cello, was done by Chris Hoffman. Great quartet. All right, let's see. Time now is...